Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. Tomorrow is Care at the Castle, the 31st of the month, and we're going to be talking to Esther Esmayol about the William Fair collection, because as part of coming along to the castle, there's that to go and visit, and why not have a walking tour around that collection? And also, seeing it's the last day of the Women's Month, we'll have a little bit of a focus on, you tell us what we're going to be seeing.
Yes, the William Fair collection has been a feature at the castle for a very, very long time. But we have reconfigured this exhibition in recent years. So it'll be absolutely fantastic to have people who is at Care at the castle to pop in and to come and see this exhibition. And I will walk them through the exhibition. We will talk about the stories of how this collection landed up in the castle in the early 50s. 1950s, that is. And we will talk about the significance of the collection, the value of it, how the collection is being used by local and international researchers. And we will look at maybe lesser known paintings in the collection, maybe of women. Maybe we don't know the names of the women, but we will discuss these works. They were done by well-known artists such as Thomas Bowler, Thomas Baines, Frederick Irons, and also Lady Anne Barnard. And as Philip says, since it is Women's Month, this is a lady that lived at the castle around 1800 for a mere 4 years and a couple of months. So we will look at her artworks as well.
It's a wonderful collection, but perhaps we should mention who William Fair is and what his focus was.
He was a Cape Town businessman and art collector. He was born in Burgersdorp, a small town in the Eastern Cape. But the family left for Europe around 1900. So he had his training in Europe, but then they came back after the First World War, settled in Cape Town, and he started collecting seriously around 1920. His focus was very, very much on historical paintings of Cape Town, and he was extremely passionate, and he built this collection. It's a rather large collection of a couple of thousand pieces. He built this large collection of paintings, but also decorative arts, meaning ceramics and glass and metalware, to complement the oil paintings.
And it's in a wonderful setting, which is very particular, and I think it'd be a marvelous opportunity for people to see it in that setting and the way you have refigured it to have a particular sort of flow, which you can talk about. Now, your walkabout is going to be 12 noon.
That is correct. Tomorrow. As the noon gun goes off tomorrow, please look out for me. I will be outside the William Fir collection, up the stairs, not the main stairs, which is the cut balcony, because it's always very, very active and busy during Care at the castle, but to the side, there is a small balcony with steps, and that's where I will await people, and I would love to take them on this walk through the collection.
So you definitely need to get to Care at the castle. First of all, you see wonderful artisan wares and wonderful things to see. There's even good coffee, and it's a wonderful opportunity to visit the William Fair collection. And just around the corner is also the Cape Heritage Museum, both of which are on the Art, Craft and Museums map. So see you there tomorrow. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.